Now we move on to the last, the sixth essential, religious vows, pratyakhyan or pachakan. At this time, we need to take one or more specific vows, such as to do some good activities and to control our desires. This is known as pratyakhyan or pachakan. The duration of vows can be 1 hour, 1 evening, 1 day, 1 year or longer. Following are some examples of vows that we could take. First, personal improvement vows. Doing penance such as eating only one meal a day, eating no meals for a day, drink water only, or not eating at night. Doing charity, social or religious work for a set amount of time each week or each month. Not disrespecting or getting angry with parents, children, relatives and friends. Not talking in class or during prayer.
Next, spiritual vows. You could do samayik daily, weekly or monthly, doing pratikraman daily, weekly or monthly, and going to pathsala regularly. The day-to-day vows that can be taken, examples of them are not eating sweets or junk food, not drinking soft drinks, beer or liquor, not watching TV, sports and other shows. Having completed the six essentials, we will reflect upon the qualities of Sadguru, universal peace, universal friendship, and spirituality of self by reciting selected sutras and reading some selected text. First, reflection on Sadguru or the true teacher. By reciting the following sutra, we respect our Sadguru and his or her qualities.
जेह स्वरूप समझाविना पाम्य दुख अनन समझाव्यु ते पद नमो श्री सदगुरु भगवन.
Meaning of the above sutra. I bow to the feet of the holy teacher who explained the real nature of the soul, without understanding which I suffered infinite misery.
Atma gnana samadarsita vichare udaya prayog apurva vani paramashrut sadguru lakshana yog.
Which means the admirable qualities of the holy teacher are knower of the self, equanimous feeling, compassionate and pious speech, and knowledge of the highest scriptures. He lives worldly life without any attachment and aversion.
Deha chata jeni dasa varate dehati te gnani na charanama ho andana yagani.
Meaning, I often bow to the feet of the holy teacher who lives in the human body, but his actions are beyond all attachments to the body as well as to other worldly relations and objects.
Next, reflections on universal peace through the Upsarga Kshayam Yanti Sutra. Recitation of the following sutra helps to spread peace of all living beings in the universe. Upsarga Kshayam Yanti Sutra.
Upasarga Kshayam Yanti Chidyante Vignavalaya Mana Prasannatameti Pujyamane Jineswara.
All problems get resolved, all obstacles get removed, the heart becomes full of joy for those who get in touch with the inner higher self.
Next, reflection on universal friendship, Shivamastu Sarva Jagata Sutra. Shivamastu Sarva Jagata Parhita Nirata Bhavantu Bhutganaha Dosha Prayantu Nasham Sarvatra Sukhi Bhavantu Lokaha. May the whole cosmos be blessed. May all beings engage in each other's well-being. May all weakness, sickness and faults diminish and vanish. May everyone everywhere be healthy, prosperous, blissful and peaceful.
Next, the reflection on spirituality and pure consciousness. By reciting the following sutras, we reflect on the true qualities of the soul.
Daya, Shanti, Samata, Kshama, Satya, Tyaga, Vairag, Hoya, Mumukshu, Ghata, Vise, Eha, Sadaya, Sujag.
The true seeker of the Self possesses the seven cardinal virtues, namely compassion, peace, equanimity, forgiveness, truthfulness, renunciation, and non-attachment to worldly relations and objects. These qualities keep him constantly vigilant.
Kashayani
upashantata matra mokshaya bilash bhave khed prani daya tya atmarth nivas.
Where there are no passions like anger, ego, deceit and greed, where there are no worldly desires, where there is compassion for all living beings, and where the only desire is to liberate the Self, that's where the abode of Self-realization is.
Raga dvesha yagnanaye mukhya karmani granth thaya nivrutti jehati teja moksha no panth.
Attachment, hatred and ignorance of Self are the three principal reasons of bondage of karma to the soul. The path by which stoppage of karma occurs is the path of liberation.
Now we will go through some self-contemplation. I wish to treat each human being as myself and to treat all other living beings with compassion. Sharing is the most precious religion. I shall have amity for all, compassion for those below, appreciation for those above, and equanimity for those who do not have the true understanding of the Self. I surrender my attachments and ego and wish to be beyond praise and criticism, since these are forms of attachment. I choose my approach but do not put down others to justify my choice. I do not wish to compare myself with others or criticize others. I watch out for humor. It can hurt others or it can hurt me. I do not get too personal with others and do not dampen someone else's energy. The ultimate goal of my life is to realize myself, which means total freedom from all attachment and aversion. This freedom is called liberation, moksha, or nirvana. Prayer is the fragrance of a silent heart. Be true to your inner being and all religions are fulfilled. My real Self is pure consciousness, which possesses infinite vision, knowledge, power and bliss, and is free from all attachments and aversions. Here and now is the only existence. The spiritual pilgrimage is a flight from alone to alone. Meditation is being in the world but remaining untouched. Meditation is neither a journey in space nor a journey in time, but an instantaneous awakening.
Next, we go through the steps of concluding the Samayik. The Karemi Bhante Sutra is recited to take the vow of Samayik, while now we will do the Samayavaya Jutto Sutra to terminate the vow of Samayik. And we will begin with the Samayavaya Jutto Sutra.
Samayavaya Jutto Sutra. Samayavaya Jutto, Jav Mane Hoi Niyam Sanjutto, Chinnai Asuham Kammam, Samayi Jattiya Vara, Samayami Ukae, Samano Iv Savo Havai Jamha, Eena Karanenam, Bauso Samayam Kujja. સામાયિક વિધિથી લીધું, વિધિથી પૂર્ણ કીધું, વિધિમાં જો કોઈ અવિધિ હોઈ હોય તો તે સવિએ મને વચને કાયાએ કરી મિચ્છામી દુઃખડમ. 10 મનના 10 વચનના 12 કાયાના એમ 32 દોષોમાંથી જો કોઈ દોષ લાગ્યો હોય તો તે સવિએ મને વચને કાયાએ કરી મિચ્છામી દુઃખડમ.
meaning of the Samaya Vajutto Sutra. With regard to the vow of Samaik, the following five faults should be avoided. These are faulty thought, faulty speech, faulty bodily activity, forgetfulness of the vow of Samaik, and improper procedure of Samaik. If I have committed any of these faults, I beg forgiveness for them. During the period of Samaik, if my bodily activities and behavior were improper, if I did not offer complete and proper praise, respect and worship, and if I did not observe the proper teachings of the Omniscient, then I may be forgiven for these faults. There are 10 faults of mind, 10 faults of speech, and 12 faults of body, which one may commit during Samaik. Whatever faults I may have committed, I beg forgiveness for them. The instincts of eating, fear, pleasure, and possessiveness should be avoided during Samaik. If I had any of the four instincts during Samaik, I beg forgiveness for them. I took the vow of Samaik in a proper manner, and I completed it as prescribed. Nevertheless, if any impropriety was done, I beg for forgiveness.
We have completed the Samaik in the presence of a guru symbolized by a religious book. We need to remove the symbolism so that we can move the religious book to its proper place. This is also known as Guru Uthapana. Now, holding the mupatti or handkerchief in your left hand and extending your right hand straight and facing your palm towards your face, recite the Namaskar Sutra.
Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Ayriyanam, Namo Vajjayanam, Namo Lohe Savva Sahunam, Yeso Pancha Namokaro, Savva Pava Pranasano Mangalanam, Cha Savvesi Paramam Havai Mangalam.
This completes the Samaik ritual and also concludes the entire Pratikraman ritual. After completion, you may recite some stavans or bhajans. Two such stavans follow on pages 72 and 73 of this book.
At this point, if we committed any mistake in saying any sutra, we beg for forgiveness from all the listeners. Michami Dukram.